一遍。College English Test Band 4
Part 1 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause.During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read A. At the office B. In the waiting room C. At the airport D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office.Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center. Question 1. Mary, would you join me for dinner tonight?
You treated me last weekend. Now it's my turn. Shall we try something Italian?
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2. Good afternoon. I'm calling to inquire about the four-bedroom house you advertised in the newspaper.
I'm sorry, but it's already sold.
What do we learn about the house from the conversation?Question 3. John, what are you doing on your computer? Don't you remember your promise?
This is not a game. It's only a crossword puzzle that helps increase my vocabulary.
What is the probable relationship between the speakers?
Question 4. Do you still keep in touch with your parents regularly after all these years?
Yes, of course. I call them at weekends when the rates are down 50%.
What do we learn about the woman from the conversation?Question 5. Hurry! There's a bus coming.
Why run? There'll be another one in 2 or 3 minutes.
What does the woman mean? Question 6.Wow, that's a big assignment we got for the English class.
Well, it's not as bad as it looks. It isn't due until Thursday morning.
What does the woman mean?
Question 7. Hello, is that Steve? I'm stuck in a traffic jam. I'm afraid I can't make it before 7 o'clock.
Never mind. I'll be here waiting for you.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 8. You really seem to enjoy your literature class.
You're right. It has opened a new world for me. I'm exposed to the thoughts of some of the world's best writers. I've never read so much in my life.
What does the woman mean?
Question 9. Listen to me, Joe. The exam is already a thing of the past. Just forget about it.
That's easier said than done.
What can we infer from the conversation?
Question 10. I hear you drive a long way to work every day.
Oh, yes. It's about 60 miles, but it doesn't seem that far. The road is not bad, and there's not much traffic.
How does the woman feel about driving to work?
Section B. Compound Dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
It's difficult to imagine the sea ever running out of fish. It's so vast, so deep, so mysterious. Unfortunately, it's not bottomless. Overfishing, coupled with destructive fishing practices, is killing off the fish and ruining their environment. Destroy the fish, and you destroy the fishermen's means of living. At least 60% of the world's commercially important fish species are already overfished, or fished to the limit. As a result, governments have had to close down some areas of sea to commercial fishing. Big, high-tech fleets ensure that everything in their path is pulled out of water. Anything too small, or the wrong thing, is thrown back either dead or dying. That's an average of more than 20 million metric tons every year. When you consider that equals a quarter of the world catch, you begin to see the size of the problem. In some parts of the world, for every kilogram of prawns caught, up to 15 kilograms of unsuspecting fish and other marine wildlife die, simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. True, some countries are beginning to deal with this problem, but it's vital we find rational ways of fishing before every ocean becomes a dead sea. It would make sense to give the fish enough time to recover, grow to full size and reproduce, then catch them in a way that doesn't kill other innocent sea life.
Now the passage will be read again.
It's difficult to imagine the sea ever running out of fish. It's so vast, so deep, so mysterious. Unfortunately, it's not bottomless. Overfishing coupled with destructive fishing practices is killing off the fish and ruining their environment. Destroy the fish and you destroy the fishermen's means of living. At least 60% of the world's commercially important fish species are already overfished or fished to the limit. As a result, governments have had to close down some areas of sea to commercial fishing. Big high-tech fleets ensure that everything in their path is pulled out of water. Anything too small or the wrong thing is thrown back either dead or dying. That's an average of more than 20 million metric tons every year. When you consider that equals a quarter of the world catch, you begin to see the size of the problem. In some parts of the world, for every kilogram of prawns caught, up to 15 kilograms of unsuspecting fish and other marine wildlife die, simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. True, some countries are beginning to deal with this problem, but it's vital we find rational ways of fishing. Before every ocean becomes a dead sea. It would make sense to give the fish enough time to recover, grow to full size and reproduce. then catch them in a way that doesn't kill other innocent sea life.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
It's difficult to imagine the sea ever running out of fish. It's so vast, so deep, so mysterious. Unfortunately, it's not bottomless. Overfishing, coupled with destructive fishing practices, is killing off the fish and ruining their environment. Destroy the fish, and you destroy the fishermen's means of living. At least 60% of the world's commercially important fish species are already overfished, or fished to the limit. As a result, governments have had to close down some areas of sea to commercial fishing. Big, high-tech fleets ensure that everything in their path is pulled out of water. Anything too small, or the wrong thing, is thrown back either dead or dying. That's an average of more than 20 million metric tons every year. When you consider that equals a quarter of the world catch, you begin to see the size of the problem. In some parts of the world, for every kilogram of prawns caught, up to 15 kilograms of unsuspecting fish and other marine wildlife die, simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. True, some countries are beginning to deal with this problem, but it's vital we find rational ways of fishing before every ocean becomes a dead sea. It would make sense to give the fish enough time to recover, grow to full size and reproduce, then catch them in a way that doesn't kill other innocent sea life.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第二部分的答题。